You wanted to see me, sir? No, I have no idea what this could be about. Maybe on how well I've been selling lately. You have to admit, sir, I have been on top of these sales for the past few weeks. The new methods I have been practicing have been really helpful. I have been really turning it on. I'm proud of myself. Wait, sir, is this an April Fool's joke? What do you mean I'm fired? Sir, with all due respect, have you lost it? Why would you want to fire your top employee when she's about to make you a boatload of money? Yeah, that's right. My goal is to make sure you have a yacht at the end of this quarter. Would I want to be on the yacht with you? Sir, please. I am sure you would invite your top seller to enjoy maybe one day there. So it's agreed. You can't fire me. Complaints? Who has been complaining about me, sir? Sir, you are fucking lying. No, I will talk like this because you are pissing me off. You think I'm an idiot? If I was receiving complaints, I would have gotten a warning from HR and not be sitting right in front of you. Office siren. And so what about it? Sir, I told you I'm not an idiot. I read the dress code policy. Every skirt has been an appropriate length, and every top and blouse has not been exposing my cleavage. Is that what we come to? A woman can't be good at her job and be stylish. Tell me the truth, sir. I know no one has been complaining. Everyone loves it. The men love flirting with me. The ladies keep asking me where I get my outfits. And the clients. They have been buying and buying, so what's the problem here? Is this you, sir? I fucking knew it. Why the fuck did you have a problem with the way I dress? Okay, boomer. Old-fashioned much? Huh? Who cares that you're only 10 years older than me? You're acting like you want things to go back to 50 years. So just because I just started dressing better and it's giving me confidence and helped me, I need to be fired. I'm going to sue your ass, and I'm going to take every penny that I put into your pocket. Yes, I am threatening you. Yeah, this is a private company, but you imagine the media backlash? Company owner fires his best employee because he can't handle her charisma and her intelligence. Her sexy, tight body. Well, I don't need to put the last part. Everyone will know it. It's so obvious you can't even hide it. It's all over your face. God, to think I admired you like crazy. You're just like any tiny dick insecure man I have met. Fuck you. No, fuck you. Are you doing this because you want to see me beg? Oh, please, sir, don't fire me from this job. I'll do anything for you. I'll bring you coffee. I'll make sure you're so happy. I'm so sorry that my curves have been so distracting. I should have known that I gave you blue balls. I'm on my knees now, sir. See? I'm begging for my job. Should I crawl over to you? Yeah? Oh, did that do it for you? Huh? You sick fuck. Did that make your little shrimp dick jump in your pants? Huh? Yeah, I bet it's all stiff. Let me feel it. Holy shit! That's, actually the opposite of small. I forgot what I was talking about. Oh yeah, I remember now. I was going to smack that dick because I fucking hate you. Asshole, now is this what you wanted? You wanted your employee to kiss your cock? Oh, sir, I'm so very sorry for misbehaving. Please forgive me. Let me suck your cock like a good little employee. That's what you wanted, didn't you? You perverted, misogynistic bastard. Am I still fired? No? You could have just asked me out like a normal person. No? That's because I suck dick like a. You're definitely not normal. You would be such a loser if you weren't rich. Using your power to intimidate women into getting on their knees for you. You have no shame. You're evil. No, I'm not wet. I'm sucking her dick for my job like it's the 50s or a porn movie plot. So I'm not turned on by this. I fucking hate this. Don't mistake my talent for enthusiasm. Plus, the faster you come, the faster this is over. Let go of my hair! Don't you fucking dare touch my pussy. Okay, I lied about being wet, but I definitely absolutely do not want to fuck you, sir. You bastard. You don't even take no for an answer? You're a deviant. An absolutely depraved, disgusting, deplorable reprobate. Fuck. Why are you getting harder? Ugh. Cliche. My outfits turned you on and you had to fuck me. You're nothing but a bully. Huh? Why are you laughing, asshole? Wait. What do you mean, you know? You know I hacked your laptop? I'm being too obvious. I'm saying the exact things in your stories. Please don't be upset, sir. We're both getting what we want now. You get your fantasy of forcing yourself on an employee and I... I get that massive cock. I'm actually the cliche here. Shy employee gets a crush on her wealthy, handsome boss. Shy girl learns how to be sexy for her man. I wanna be on that yacht with you fucking your brains out. Did you like my acting? I was believable, sir. I did suck you a little too easily. I couldn't help it. It's so big. It made my mouth water. Pretend again. Only if you come inside me. Deal. You bastard. I fucking hate you. I fucking hate your big bully dick. I hell, you're stretching me now. Of your warm seed in me. I never ever want to do that again. We're definitely doing that again.